بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Coming to the kitab Anwar al-Salam. Yesterday we had commenced with the first lesson of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh, where he commences and he explains the reality of salah. What is the position of salah? What is the reality of salah? And this he commences by making shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the favors of Allah ta'ala. He gave us the ability of speaking. Allah ta'ala has enlightened our hearts. And the shukr of Allah ta'ala is a very, very great thing. Allah ta'ala instructs the family of Dawood al-Islam that so many ni'mats we have given you. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. O the family of Dawood al-Islam, make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala mentioned the same ayat, وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few people actually make shukr to Allah. People complaining, you find the whole world complaining. But for the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala that we enjoy, very, very few people actually make shukr to Allah. In another place Allah Ta'ala says, those that make shukr, that very few make shukr, and those few that make shukr also, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very little do they make shukr. We supposed to make a lot of shukr for the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that we enjoy. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Daum Barakatum, has written in one place, he says that our Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Haysab Arifi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was Khalifa Munathami, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that Hazrat used to always tell us, make a lot of shukr, make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So he said at that time it didn't strike us that Hazrat is saying make shukr all the time. He says now at this age of ours we understood the importance of this. He says that this shukr is such a thing. He says that amraze batina ko apne jar se kaat degi. That all the spiritual illnesses that we have, amraze batina, the internal spiritual illnesses that we have, this shukr to Allah Ta'ala, it cuts everything out. I was it explained on one occasion, he says that a person, sometimes pride comes into him, somebody reads very well, then he feels that I'm good, sometimes pride comes into a person, Allah save us. Or a person, he gives a very good bayan, sometimes pride comes into him, sometimes a person got a lot of money, got a very good car, very good house, now pride comes into him. So you think that this is your achievement. Well, nothing is ours, whatever we've got is from Allah Ta'ala. So he says that when the pride comes into a person, what should he do? He says that on one side is takabbur, and the other side is tashakkur, to make shukr. So when you make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that pride that came in, it will destroy it. Because takabbur is, it is my achievement. I am great. It is what I have done. And when the tashakkur came, you're attributing it to Allah. That oh Allah, nothing is mine. That this achievement, this car that I'm driving, this is also from you. You have given me. And Allah ta'ala wants Allah can take it away. This house that I got, it is from you. Oh Allah, you can take it away. A person, he is reading so well, the voice that he got, the ability to recite, oh Allah, shukr, it is from you. It's no achievement of mine. This bayan that I am giving and people are benefiting, this is also from you, oh Allah. So every ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. So this will destroy that pride that comes into a person. As I mentioned another occasion, he said that two things that I've seen that a person, if he adopts and he brings in his life, then very quickly he will reach Allah Ta'ala. And he said the one is shukr, that on every bounty, on every ni'mat, you make shukr. A person, in fact, in the evening, before he retires to bed, before he sleeps, or even in the morning, whenever he wants some time of the day, but, and if he does it at the night, then just think, for the day, so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala have enjoyed. And every ni'mat, just make shukr, ya Allah shukr, this ni'mat I enjoy today, that ni'mat I enjoy today, this bounty I enjoy today, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So one is the shukr. If a person brings this, he will fly to Allah Ta'ala. And with this, the second is tawazu. A person, he humbles himself. But this tawazu, this humbling oneself, this must be done also for Allah Ta'ala. Man tawaza lillah. The hadith says that who humbles himself for Allah. If it's done for Allah, then Allah will elevate him. If we're drinking tawazu, because we're to show people that now I'm a very humble person, then that person, he won't get anywhere. But if it's done for Allah, that Allah, you are sufficient. You know that I've done this for your pleasure. Then Allah Ta'ala will elevate that person. So first he made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then he made shukr for the bounty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Alayhi Salaam. What a great ni'mat Nabi Alayhi Salaatu Wasallam is. That just on the intercession of Nabi Alayhi Salaatu Wasallam, we get the bounties of both the worlds. And it is through the direction of Nabi Alayhi Salaatu Wasallam that we get the enjoyment of the recognition of Allah. If it wasn't for Nabi Alayhi Salaatu Wasallam, who would have introduced Allah Ta'ala to us? Who would have told us of the greatness of Allah, the qualities of Allah, all this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had done. Then he says, first durood is Nabi Mukhtar sallallahu alayhi wasalam aur iske aal athar aur ashab kibar par. That salutation be upon the chosen Nabi of Allah, his few family members and the great sahaba. Jio ke jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baaz rakha. That being who has stopped and prevented us and prevented the human being from deviation and from misguidance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into the world and people left me in idol worship. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took them out of that? From deviation, from misguidance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam guided them, prohibited them from all the wrong. Or ulama fuzalaku zewar ilm wa danish te arasta kya. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had adorned the ulama, the graduates, with jewels and great intelligence. All the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these are jewels. What jewels Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith mubarakah he had given to us, Quran Sharif Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought to us, all this has come to us from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter it says, Piche Khuda aur Naate Rasool ke, after praising Allah Ta'ala and after praising His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, ke arbab danish par zahir ho, that it is clear upon the people of intelligence, jo ke musalman ko lazim hai ke apne Rab ko pehchane, that it is necessary upon the Muslims, upon the believers, that we recognize Allah Ta'ala. That every person, he must recognize, he must gain the marifat of Allah. This is one thing we should make dua for also. Allah, grant me your marifat. Grant me your recognition. This recognition, this marifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is so great. It is so great that if a person has the marifat of Allah, one person has the marifat of Allah, and another person, he doesn't have the marifat of Allah. The person that has recognized Allah, he has the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Where he gets in his eating, how close he gets to Allah Ta'ala on eating food, a non-arif, a man that hasn't recognized Allah, in his tahajjud he won't get there. Outwardly when you look at it, the person is reading tahajjud, he's in a great ibadat. He's waking up, sacrificing in that part of the morning, making wudu if it's cold. And it's not easy to wake up, and now he's reading tahajjud namaz. And on the other side, the man is eating, he's enjoying. But the man that is eating and is enjoying his food, he is higher than the person in tahajjud. Why? Because he's got marifat, he hasn't got marifat. That person that is eating food, he just starts thinking that, Allah, in this plate of food, there's rice over here. And how the people had grown this rice, how people worked on the rice. The sun worked, the moon worked, the winds worked, they harvested it. Then they had to get bags, and then they had to pack it in bags. How many people had to manufacture the bags? And then the bag had to be sealed. And then on that bag there is also printing. People have to print the bag. That this is this name, brand, or this how many kilos is in this bag, where it's coming from, the address. All that, the entire printing company had to work on that bag. And then that bag had to be closed. And then it had to be put onto trucks. And then the whole truck, the one truck, how many people had to work to manufacture one truck. And then they take it to the harbor. And that rice is from Pakistan. And then from the harbor, now it is loaded on, with cranes onto the ship. Now, how many people work to make one crane? And that is, now I'm just cutting fine also. Now that has to be put onto the ship. All the people that build that ship. And then that ship has to now travel. For example, from Pakistan, it has to come to South Africa. And then here again, it has to be offloaded. Again onto the truck. All the roads that have been built for the truck to reach the wholesaler. And then from the wholesaler, it goes to your retailer, from that grocery store where you go to buy. You go and you pay 10 rand a kilo, 20 rand a kilo. Where can you pay for that kilo of rice? This 20 rand that we're paying is for all the people that work. But the actual rice itself, we haven't even paid for. That is free. From Allah Ta'ala it has come. A man that went and caught the fish, he brought the fish, he sold it to you. We're not paying for the fish. The fish is free. We're only paying for the man that went and caught it and he brought it to us. We're paying for that. A man that took care of the goat or the sheep, and he grew it up. Now that sheep came to us at Qurbani, we're slaughtering and eating. We're not paying for the sheep. We're paying for the man looking after it the whole year and bringing it to us. So if a person, the arif, the one that recognizes Allah, his mind starts working when he eats. We only spoke about rice. What about all the other ingredients in that plate of food that we're eating? So many ingredients. A person has to look at the paper. We're using paper. This kitab is written. Now how many people have to work just for this one page to come to us? They had to saw the trees, cut the trees. So much of work. First, the people had to grow the trees. And those trees, how long? Sometimes maybe taking 40, 50, 100 years to grow the trees. And then they cut the trees. And then what a process to make a piece of paper. And then on that paper now, there's so much of typing that is done. For the typing, you need the whole computer system. You need a keyboard. You need a screen. You need the main computer box. How many people work to make all that? All this is just coming to us. We don't even think how much of work has been done behind the scenes for us to have this kitab printed and it be presented before us. We go to the shop for a small kitab like this, maybe we'll pay 10 rand and we'll buy the kitab. We think we paid too much. Too much we paid. But in reality, we haven't even paid for the kitab. We are actually paying for the people that have worked. So a person that is an arif, that has recognized Allah Ta'ala, his level is very, very high. In Bukhari Sharif, the narration comes that one person, he went and he killed 99 people. And then he said, now can I make Tawbah? So they said, yeah, go. There's a certain person, learned person, alim, go ask him. He went and asked him. He said, can I make Tawbah? Will Allah Ta'ala accept? I killed him for no reason. He said, no. How can your Tawbah be accepted? You killed 99 people for no reason. So he said, then in that case, I'd rather kill you also. So he killed him. He made it 100th century. Now when he killed him, now he asked somebody else. So they said, yes, go to a certain town. And there is a pious person there or pious people there. Go there and find out from them and stay with them. He was on his way over there. He was on his way and he passed away. And his maghfirat was made, long story. But the second person that he went to, who said, yes, there is Tawbah, go to a certain town, stay there with the people, and you make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. That person was an arif. The first person was not an arif. He was a man that worked by the book. He worked according to the book. And this person, he recognized Allah Ta'ala. When he recognized Allah Ta'ala, he said, no, Allah Ta'ala is there for everyone. You turn to Allah, you make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. That's why a car meets in an accident. The insurance company, what they say? This car you can't fix. Write off. They say it's a write off. Send it now to the scrapyard. You can't fix this car. Insurance, which is haram. Insurance company is haram. So they pay them out. They say car is a write off. Send it to the scrapyard. But in our deen, nobody is a write off. A man, his whole life, he disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. 99-year-old kafir. And one time, at the time of death, he just recited kalima with ikhlas, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now with ikhlas, finish. That person who was jahannami, he now became a jannati. That person, as it says, that he was a nari, he's supposed to go into the fire of jahannam. What he became? He became nuri. Now he's got the nur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, an arif, he never writes anyone off. A person that wants to reach Allah Ta'ala, he came here, he treads the path. People come, they sit for itikaf, they sit in the company of the pious. Why are they coming? Everyone wants Allah Ta'ala. So we all make an effort to reach Allah. So there are three situations. One is a person, in his lifetime, he will get Allah Ta'ala cash immediately. He's making an effort, Allah Ta'ala, he gets Allah Ta'ala. The second is, a person doesn't get Allah Ta'ala in his lifetime. But at the time of death, day Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives him wilayat, he becomes the friend of Allah. And then a person, he passes away. And a third scenario is, if he's not blessed with wilayat at the time of death, then inshallah on the day of Qiyamah when he comes up, he will be a wali and a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But anyone that treads this path, nobody is deprived. Allah, just to come and sit with the pious people, they also, a person will not be deprived. He will get that wilayat, the friendship of Allah. For example, we take a person, Quran says, وَمَن يَخْرُجْ مِن بَيْتِهِ مُحَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Person came out of his house. He's making hijrat. For example, Sahaba made hijrat from Makkah Sharif. They went to Madinah Sharif. Now man is making hijrat. He came out to the niyat of hijrat. As he was making hijrat, he didn't reach Madinah. Now what happened? ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُ الْمَوْتِ. Death came to him. He passed away on the way. He never reached his destination. But when he comes out on the day of Qiyamah, he got the full reward of hijrat. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. His reward is by Allah Ta'ala. Why? Because you already started. A boy, he started his. And he just started his hijrat. And maybe, for example, 1 year later he passed away. Or an elderly man, he said, I want to do hijr. He is now 60 years old, and he sat down to do hijr. And he finished one para, and he passed away. So, this person that passed away, he won't be deprived. In the qabr, a farishta, an angel is appointed. Go to him every day, teach him Quran Sharif. And on the day of Qiyamah, he is a hafiz of Quran. He comes up as a hafiz of Quran. Man is going for hajj, and he passed away on the way. He never made hajj, but he passed away. On the day of Qiyamah, he is a haji. Every year, farishta is appointed to go and make hajj for this person. So, the great difference that between a person that recognizes Allah and has not. That's why it says for every Muslim, it is necessary to recognize who Allah Ta'ala is. When you know who Allah is, you will never become despondent. Or iski sifat jane, and know the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. If I did something wrong, I broke Allah's command, Allah is there to forgive me. I made a mistake. I didn't do it intentionally. Allah will forgive me. Allah Ta'ala is Hakim. I'm going through problems in my life. But fi'lul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. The action of that being that is wise is never void of hikmah. There's wisdom behind everything. So whatever problem I'm going through also, Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Why He's putting me through this? Maybe Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate me. So that is in the knowledge of Allah. Now when a man recognizes Allah, he knows Allah Ta'ala like this. Now a person won't have problems in his life. Because he knows that whatever is happening is the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Razzaq. If I risk, it will come from Allah Ta'ala. So all the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, all the qualities of Allah, a person must know. Or iske hukam ko maloom kare. And know what is the command of Allah, what Allah Ta'ala wants from me. Today, everyone wants to become alim of deen. MashaAllah, it's very good. Alhamdulillah, we must make our children, we must become ulama. Girls want to become alima, and everyone wants to increase their studies. But at the end, what is the objective? Why are you becoming an alim of deen? Why are you becoming an alima? Why are you becoming a mufti? Why are you becoming this? Why are you becoming that? It's not a matter of just increasing our knowledge. Today, everyone wants to just increase knowledge. The objective is ke hukam ko maloom kare. What is the command of Allah? What Allah wants from me? In Baghdad, there was a Madrasa Nizamiya. So at that time, the Madrasa was run by the government. So one day, they used to send the inspectors to go and check. So the inspector came. So he came to the Madrasa, all the students were there. So he asked one student, why are you studying in a Madrasa? So one student, perhaps he said, I want to become an Imam. So he said, okay. Then he asked another student, why are you studying in a Madrasa? He said, no, I want to become a Qazi, I want to become a judge. Okay. Another student, why are you studying? He says, I want to become khatib, I want to give bayan. So everyone gave different reasons. So he said that no one has ikhlas, no one is doing it for Allah Ta'ala. Just close the madrasa. When he came to the door, he's about to leave the madrasa, one boy was sitting in one corner, and that boy was learning. So he told that boy, he says, why you came to this madrasa? What do you want in a madrasa? So the boy said, that through intelligence, I have understood that Allah Ta'ala is our Rabb. And I have understood that I have to please Allah Ta'ala. But how to please Allah Ta'ala, that I don't know. I've come to learn in the madrasa that how should I please Allah Ta'ala, how should I act on Shariat, and Allah Ta'ala will become pleased with me. When he heard this answer, he said, for this one boy, we will keep this madrasa open. This boy later on became Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi. So this is what we need to know. Recognize Allah, the qualities of Allah, and what does Allah Ta'ala want, what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. Or marzi na marzi iski tahqiq kare, find out what makes Allah Ta'ala happy, what makes Allah Ta'ala unhappy. That is our objective of acquiring knowledge. So I said, this is lazim, this is obligation of every Muslim, that you must find out these things. Ke baghair iske bandagi nahi. If you don't know these things, you cannot become a servant of Allah Ta'ala. You cannot become a servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi. And he says, that person that does not bring servitude in him, he doesn't become the servant of Allah. That person in reality, he is not a banda, he is not a servant of Allah. This quality of servitude, being a servant of Allah in the court of Allah Ta'ala is very great. In so many places, Allah Ta'ala refers to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as what? Abd. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Allah Ta'ala revealed Quran Sharif upon his abd, upon his servant. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. They also mi'raj. Allah Ta'ala took his servant. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. They also Allah Ta'ala sent Furqan. Furqan is one of the names of Quran. Allah Ta'ala revealed Quran Sharif upon his abd, upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the servitude, this is very great in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, without servitude, a person cannot become a servant of Allah. Aur bari bandagi namaz hai, ke badoon iske koi bandagi qabool nahi. He says, the great act of servitude is salah. Why? Because in salah we are standing. And then from standing, we go right down and we put our forehead on the ground. For who? For Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very great act of servitude. Without this, no other act of servitude is accepted. Meaning, you'll fast, your fast is accepted, you're absolved of your responsibility. Person gave his zakat, he's absolved of his responsibility. But the fruit and the benefit that you're supposed to get, you can't get it. You're not making your namaz. You don't have the servitude in you. So all the other acts of servitude is not accepted, meaning you will not get the fruit and the benefit of it. Kyunki sira sab bandagiyon aur bure kamon se bachne ka yahi hai. He says the starting point of doing all other acts of servitude and ibadat, it starts from namaz. And the starting point that where a person, he stays away from all types of evil, he says the starting point is from namaz. When a person's namaz is correct, then a person will stay away from all wrong. Everything in the life of a person will come right. This is all in namaz. Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. No creation of Allah Ta'ala is unmindful of salah. Na darat, na imarat, na parin, na hayawanat, na hasharat, na zameen, na fahad, na sitare, na asman, na arwah, na farishta. He says, no creation of Allah is unmindful of salah. Every creation of Allah makes salah, not even the trees. Even the trees are not unmindful of salah. Not the buildings, not the birds, not the animals, not the insects that are on the ground. Na zameen, not even the earth, not the mountains, not the stars, not the heavens, not the souls, and not even the malaika. No one is unmindful and negligent of salah. Everyone has to make salah, all these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, jaise ke namaz, darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. What is the namaz of the trees? The salah of the trees and the buildings is the standing posture. The trees are always standing. And the buildings that we have, they're always standing. So the standing posture, they qiyam, that is the salah that they in, and they remain in that for the rest of their life. Right till the end, they will remain like this. Or parind or hayawanat ki ruku. And the birds and the animals, the four-legged animals, they in ruku. All the time, they in the ruku posture. And that will be the posture of salah forever. Or tamam hasharat ki sujood. And all the insects that are crawling on the ground, what is their posture of salah? They in sajda. That is why they are on the ground all the time, they in sajda. Or zameen or pahar ki qu'ud, and the earth and the mountains, they in the qada, the sitting posture, they in the sitting posture all the time, that will remain forever. Or sitaro or asman ki harkat, the stars, they always moving. And the heavens are always, the heavens are moving as well. So he says the movement of the stars and the movement of the heavens, that is day salah. Or arwa or farishto ki taharat, or tasbih, or kalima-i shahadat, or tilawat-i quran, or dua. And he says, what is the salah of the angels and the souls? It is the farishta, they taharat, they very clean, pure angels of Allah Ta'ala. The tasbih, some angels are making tasbih, subhanallah. From the time Allah Ta'ala created them, they in subhanallah, right until the day of Qiyamah, they making subhanallah. Some are reciting kalima, la ilaha illallah. Some in tilawat of the Quran, some in dua. So that is day salah. Or is insan ko ke khas chela e sarkari hai, sari khubiya thore arsa mein marhamat farmaye. And he says that for this insan, this human being who is a special servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all these excellences, all these good things, Allah ta'ala has given it to us in just a little time. In just a little time, in your two rakats, which is 5 minutes, you got the ibadat of every makhluk of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the salah that you are performing. So what a great ibadat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, the ibadat of the entire makhluk. Aur khalifa karke sab par isko hukam diya. And not only that much, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made this human being his khalifa. He made him his vice general, and Allah Ta'ala gave him rule on everyone else. He is the most superior. From every makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, the most superior is the human being. Everything in the world has been created for insan. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. What is in the heavens, what is in the earth, all has been put under your control, on insan. It has been is under you. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayh, when he left his kingdom, he was the mighty king, and he left his kingdom. When he left his kingdom, and he went out into the jungle, so he left everything behind, just a few things he took and he went out. So one day he was out in the jungle, and his clothes were torn. So the clothes that were torn, he was sitting and he was stitching it. So while he was stitching it, one of his ministers, they knew Ibrahim, they knew the king, what a king he was, and what Allah Ta'ala had given him. They passed by. So he saw him sitting there and he's stitching it. So this minister taught him, so he said, oh man, what did you do? You're so foolish. You had the kingdom, you had your servants, you had everything at your disposal. But you left all this and now you came into the jungle. Today you're sitting and you're stitching your own clothes. So Allah Ta'ala put it into his heart. Allah Ta'ala opened it. I mentioned that in the pious people in their company, watch your heart, watch what you think. So Allah Ta'ala opened it up to him. So what he did, he took that needle that was there, and there was like a little lake, like a river in front of him. He threw it in there. And then he instructed the fish that are in the river by the command of Allah. All this, my needle, bring my needle back to me. So, Mawla Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi has written in his Masnavi Sharif, he say 100,000 fish, 100,000 fish, they came up with golden needles to give Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. Whole world is insan, Allah Ta'ala has put all this for your service. They came up. Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah said, no, this I don't want. This I don't want. I want my needle. So then that minister said, he said, that we think that we are ruling over the world. But it is truly the awliya, the friends of Allah, they have got rule. That just throwing that needle in the water, and one instruction, all the fish came up, and 100,000 golden needles, they prepared to give Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah. So Allah Ta'ala gave us salah. Such a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us. every makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, what Allah has given them, Allah has given us in two rakat. And then on top of that, Allah made you His Khalifa. He gave you rule over everyone. Harun al-Rashid, there's no time to go. Harun al-Rashid in Fazail al-Sadaqat, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, he had a boy 16 years old. 16 years old. And the father told him one day, he says that, you know what, my ministers are complaining. You have brought disgrace to me. Why? He's to wear a lungi. Just one lungi and just a normal kurta he's wearing. And he's the prince of the time. So he left his kingdom of his father. He said that, I don't need this. He left this. And he went out. And he's to build. Once a week he's to work. Once a week on a Saturday. And the rest of the week he's to spend in the ibadah of Allah. In that one day that he's to work, he's to earn a dirham and a sixth of a dirham. That was it. If his boss ever came, but the work he's to do, he's to do the work of 10 people. So when the boss is to come to give him more money, he says, no, I don't want this. I want only that much that I can live on for the next week. So he would only take that amount that was fixed. So one day his boss decided that, you know, let me see, what is this boy doing? How is he surviving? How does he do the work of 10 people? So he hid somewhere. So what he would do, he would come and he would just mix the, what we call the mortar, the mud, the cement and the sand. And then he would just take it and he would just throw it. All the bricks will come up themselves by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. He will just throw this, and the rest of this time he's now performing Salah. So see, Allah Ta'ala has put everything at our service. We use it rightly, we obey Allah Ta'ala, everything will fall at our feet. But we are not fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, so things are becoming difficult for us. Allah Ta'ala, give us the understanding. So that's why he's saying, Allah Ta'ala made you his Khalifa. He gave you rule over everyone. Jisne farma bardari ki aur hukam baja laya, iska mansab qaim raha. That person that obeyed Allah Ta'ala and he implemented the commands of Allah. Allah, give me the tawfiq. We're talking about this. Allah Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq first. That person that obeyed the commands of Allah and he implemented the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that position Allah Ta'ala gave him. Insan, you have got a very high position. That position that Allah Ta'ala has given him, he remained on that position. Or beheshti hua, and he became jannati. When he leaves this world, he goes as a jannati. Allah Ta'ala, when He gives the ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala doesn't take that ni'mat away. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمْ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. When we change, when we start breaking the laws of Allah, now that ni'mat, those bounties Allah Ta'ala has given a person, now those ni'mat start going one by one, little by little, Allah Ta'ala starts snatching it away. So as long as a person obeyed Allah Ta'ala, implemented the laws of Allah, he remained on his position, he became a jannati. جِسْنَ نَا فَرْمَانِ كِي اور اس پر قائم رہا وہ بے منصب ہوا. That person disobeyed Allah. He didn't remain on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. He was left without a position. Or ulte pao dozakh mein gira. And when he leaves the world, Allah save us, he will go headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Aur janna chahiye ke jo koi namaz panch gana ada karta hai, isko sawab aisa milta hai jaisa zakat aur hajj aur roze aur jihad. And that person who reads his five daily salah, then he gets the reward like a person that gave zakat. You're reading, making one ibadat, but in there you get the sawab like you're giving zakat, like a person is performing hajj, like a person that is fasting, and a person that is making jihad. So you're reading namaz, but it's like you're making, giving zakat, you're performing hajj, you're fasting, you're making jihad. How? He says, is tarah ke kharch pani aur kapre ka khuda ki bandagi ke waste kare bajaye zakat ki hai. He says that person, when he makes salah, that he spends water in buying the water. You have to buy water. He spends money to buy water to make wudu. The water that we're using, we are paying for the water. Whether it's in the house, we're paying. Whether it's in the masjid, the mutawallis, they are paying for the water. There's a water account there. So he says that water that you spend money for, and you have to wear clothing. Person can't read namaz without clothing. So he has to have minimal clothing. So his satar to be covered. For the woman, the entire body has to be covered. Only the face of the woman can be exposed, and her palms and her feet. And for the male, the minimum, this is, we're not talking of adab, we're just talking of minimum, is from the navel to the knee. But adab is, he is covered properly. So a person, he has to buy clothing to cover himself. So he says, this money that you spend to buy the water, this money that you spend to cover yourself, this is in place of zakat. It's like as though you're giving zakat. You're reading namaz, but you're getting the sawab of zakat because you're spending money. As I've explained to us, there was one person, I think Saleh by Faqir, his name was. So he says that in those days, when the biggest note you used to get, it was 20 rand, now it's 200 rand. Before, the biggest note you used to get in South Africa was 20 rand. You never used to get bigger note than 20 rand. So when he used to come for namaz, he used to go to the Jamia Masjid. So after namaz, he used to come out, and very generous man. used to take out the 20 rand note, the biggest note, and he used to say, see, when I came to the masjid, I didn't just come. One man, he called me, muazzin. So somebody has to pay salary of the muazzin also. He's not calling the azan for free. Somebody has to pay for him. So he says, this is for the muazzin. Then he used to take a walk a little bit more. He take out another 20 rand note. You see, when I came to the masjid, I went to the wuzu khana, to the toilet first. I used the toilet facility. I used the wuzu khana water. And then I used the towel. So all that, somebody is paying for it. So he take out another 20 rand. So you see, that is for all those facilities that I use. Then he used to take out another one. And he used to say, see, somebody led the salah. I used the lights in the masjid. The fan was on a hot day. On a cold day, sometimes the heater is on. Somebody is paying for all that. So he take out another 20 rand. He says, this is for all those facilities that I used. So like this, they used to take out. So the person is using the facilities, whatever is written out means, whether it is 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, a person can pay. Nobody is going to say pay. But whatever a person can pay, rather pay for it. I was explained that initially when the madrasa started over here, they never used to take fees from the people. From the students, no fees. So one day, one person, one molana, he came and he said that fees, they say no fees over here. So he said, how you run the madrasa? They say, no, people, they give charity, donations, and then we fulfill our needs with that. So he says that people's charity and my son must study in the madrasa when I got money. He said, no, I will pay fees. And that's how they started then charging fees in the madrasa. So a person, when we use the facility, we must pay for the facilities that we are using. And on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us so much of reward. So here, water a person is using, he's getting the reward of zakat. A person is wearing the correct clothing, he is getting a reward. And whatever we spend, wama anfaqtum min shayin, fahuwa yukhlifu. Whatever you spend, whatever wealth you spend, for Allah ta'ala's cause, then Allah Ta'ala will give you the replacement of that. The person shouldn't fear. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, anfiq ya Bilal, spend o Bilal, wala taqshta min zil arshi iqlala. Don't fear poverty from the side of Allah Ta'ala. You think the more you spend, it's going to come to an end. No, the more you spend, Allah Ta'ala will replace it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give it to you. You spend it in the right path, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will replace you with that wealth. As I explained on occasion, he said that in Delhi, there was a person that used to sell arms, guns and all these things. So when the partition, India and Pakistan, took place, the partition between India one side, Pakistan on the other side, people had to move. They made the Muslims move. They must go to Pakistan. So overnight, people had to leave their belongings, just few things that they could take, and they had to go. So this person that was selling guns, his guns were coming. There was a big container that was coming. So they had already paid for it. So they had to move to Pakistan. So they said, you know what, listen, that container, they phoned the company, they said, that container that's coming, don't send it here. Send it to Pakistan. We're moving over to Pakistan. So that container came to Pakistan. When it came to Pakistan, the Pakistani government, they needed guns and all at that time. So they bought that whole container and at a good price. And now they had so much money, they could start business again. So then one of the grandsons, what he said? He said, see, our grandfather, besides the 2.5% zakat that he used to pay, I don't know whether 2.5% or 5% lilla he used to give. So because he used to give that charity, today see, when our grandfather did it, we were in difficulty, Allah Ta'ala opened our way. So when a person, he spends in the path of Allah, he shouldn't fear that now my money is going to get exhausted. No, Allah Ta'ala will replace and Allah will give you much more. When Allah Ta'ala pays back, Allah doesn't pay back with our inferior type of money. Allah pays back in a much better way. So when a person performs salah, he gets the reward of zakat. You carry on.